Radio program. I'm your host, Manti, along with the Duke, and we are so pleased to be back with you here in the new year. We're happy that the Mayans were wrong, and we are sort of happy that our taxes didn't go up too much, and yet they still have. Good afternoon, Mr. Brooks. How are you, sir?
Good afternoon, Mr. Manti. How are you today?
Just great. Fighting a little cold, but nothing we can't handle here. I mean, we've got a network here at conservativenationradio.org that is full of Marines and stuff, so I'm not about to start complaining about a cold. So I am great. Thank you for asking. I hope you are as well down in the south. I'm sure it's nice and tropical there for you today.
Oh, yeah, it's 39 degrees with moderate breezes outside. Very tropical. Extra tropical.
Fantastic.
Is a correct meteorological term.
It's very precise and scientific, yes. So let us do the top of the hour news. Please, Mr. Brooks, inform us, enlighten us, teach us.
All right, Chris, thank you. The House of Representatives has overwhelmingly approved $9.7 billion to pay flood insurance claims for the many home and business owners flooded out by Superstorm Sandy. The vote came more than 2 months after the storm hit and days after Northeastern Republicans erupted over House Speaker John Boehner's decision to delay an earlier vote. U.S. employers added 155,000 jobs last month, a steady gain that shows hiring held up during the tense negotiations to resolve the so-called fiscal cliff. The job growth wasn't enough to push down the unemployment rate, which remained at 7.8% in December, the Labor Department announced today. The rate for November was revised up from an initially reported 7.7%. Each year in January, the government revises the rate for the previous 12 months. Syrian ground and air forces bombed rebel strongholds on the outskirts of Damascus and other areas around the country today, while anti-government forces targeted a military post near the capital with a car bomb, according to activists. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said warplanes targeted neighborhoods around the capital, including Douma, which troops have been trying to recapture for weeks. Two air raids there Thursday killed 12 people and caused heavy damage. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez is being treated for, quote, respiratory deficiency, unquote, after complications from a severe lung infection, his government said. pointing to a deepening crisis for the ailing 58-year-old president. Chavez hasn't spoken publicly or been seen since his December 11th operation in Cuba, and the latest report from the government yesterday increased speculation that he is unlikely to be able to be sworn in for another term, as is scheduled in less than a week. It was the first time the government has described the lung infection as severe, and the strongest confirmation yet that the communist ruler is having serious trouble breathing after days of rumors about his condition worsening. Chris?
Is it wrong to want his condition to be worse?
I don't think it is, because after all, he is a brutal, communist, tyrannical thug dictator. And generally speaking, we want guys like that to exit stage right, as they say.
Or left. Or,
or center, or above, or below. Just seriously, Chavez, please, just, you know, resign your office. Admit that you're wrong about everything. Admit that Karl Marx was an idiot. Admit that communism is a complete failure. Shut up. Go away. Move to some other country and hope that you're never heard from again. That's the way I see it.
I think it'd probably just be easier for him to die before admitting
all that.
And
whatever.
It would be exit stage left for sure in his case.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Welcome to Things Not Seen, 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176 is the phone number. Please give us a call. You can find us at conservativenationradio.org. Just click on Listen Live. There's a tab at the top of the page that says Listen Live. Click it. Boom. You're in whichever show is on the air at that time. You will be listening. You can listen to archive programs as well. So if you miss it, that's no problem. Just click on the show you want, and it's there. And, again, we are really ramping up here, things on the network. This show is one of several. And very, very exciting things as far as the programs themselves. We have the Soldiers of Patriotism on every Sunday, 4 to 6. These are all Eastern time. I'm Eastern. I always refer to Eastern time. 4 to 6 with Michael and Uncle Bing. That's the flagship of our network, Women Patriots. On Tuesdays, 8 to 10. I'm sorry, 9 to 11. Got to do that Eastern thing. Warrior Catholic Show is one of our new programs, which is very excellent, especially if you're of that persuasion. Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m., of course. And, in addition to ours, you've got the very exciting news, The Sound of Freedom, which is going to be every Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. with a fairly famous person, Carl Higbee. He's a Marine who's a published author and has been on a whole bunch of news outlets and interviewed, and knows Glenn Beck and all this other cool stuff. And we can't wait to have him. We are very humbled and excited on the 10th. And that's a week from yesterday. So this coming Thursday will be the premiere broadcast. We do not want to miss it. Carl's a former, again, Navy SEAL. I'm sorry, did I say Marine? I hope I didn't. No, that's Chris Ricketts. That's the Warrior Catholic Show. You cannot get these things confused. They will hurt you because they're going to hurt me. So I apologize right now in public. I just want to make that clear. Remember, conservativenationradio.org and also traditionalamericanmovement.com is one of the partners that we work with. Please visit that as well. Again, this is the Things Not Seen program, Christopher and Duke. It is now 12:09 p.m. We'll be here till 2 p.m. Eastern, and we'll talk about the changes coming up for us a little bit later. So please stick around for that. Right off the top, so we've got the Sandy Bill something happening with it. Is this the original one with all the pork chop all over it, or is this something new?
Every single bill that comes out of the U.S. Congress is filled with what most people would refer to as pork barrel spending. There are no exceptions to that.
Well, okay, what I mean is it the one that the Senate already passed? Do we know that?
I don't think that the Senate has passed one until the day before yesterday.
What the heck am I thinking of then? Right, because Christie was all ticked off that the House didn't take it up 2 days ago because I thought...
Oh, you're talking about the Sandy, but yes, the Hurricane Sandy bill? Okay, all right. You know, the only details that I have is the value, which is $9.7 billion. And, you know, the fact that there were a lot of congressmen in the Northeast who were very upset about the fact that it had not been considered sooner. And... you know, that just goes to show you how completely dysfunctional the United States Congress is. It is out of control, and we the people need to do something about it, no question. We need to throw every single congressman out and throw out all 33 senators that will be up for reelection in 2014, and then throw out all 33 that will be up in 2016, et cetera. Until we have cleaned house down there, it's the only thing that people understand.
Yeah, that's a beautiful dream. I'm with you 100%. But I mean, we'll see. We'll give it our best shot. That's the ideal solution for sure. By the way, one of our outstanding, just brilliant minds, actually following our show along in the chat room right now, it has cleared up. This is the extension of the flood insurance bill. The rest of the bill comes up on the 15th. So it's going to be a bunch of a big fight again. You know, I just don't really want to talk about this. I mean, if you're going to address something, a natural disaster, okay, fine. That's fine. That's a federal thing. It happened to multiple states. I get it. Do that and leave the rest of the heck out, please. But as you said, that never seems to happen, does it? Okay, and then the other little bit here just happened, obviously, is this fiscal cliff thing. You know, the spin on it is, you know, only the top half of 1% or whatever actually get their income tax raised. This is true, and the rates themselves don't have a sunset anymore, so they're quote-unquote permanent, which means until Congress decides to change them again. But it's not an automatic change, which is good. But this payroll tax, Social Security stuff, that went back up. So, oh, by the way, your average American now has $100 less in their paycheck, including me. And so I understand why they did it. I get it. I thought it was silly to even cut it at all because when you come – first of all, you're depleting an account that's insolvent anyway, and it's never going to reach me anyhow, but fact is then once you do it, you put it back up as if, oh, this isn't really a tax. Like, hi, I'm sorry. Maybe we can talk about this more in depth. And this is a generational thing, maybe, because I see a lot of seasoned citizens, okay, talk about this in a different way. Like, it's paid into Social Security. I want it all. And that's fine. That's great and all. It's not an entitlement. It's a tax. It's a tax. I don't care what it's used for. If you forcibly take it from me without my consent, you have taxed me. Okay? I would like that money personally for my retirement. I'll see fit to it, you know, to do what I want with it. I'll find a nice account. I'll get a better return than the government will, I guarantee you. But that's not the reality that we're living in. Reality is they take it from you and say, one day you'll get it back when you're old. And the fact is, if it does exist then, like it exists now, you're going to get far more than what you pay in. That's not right either. So anyway, as you can tell, I have some opinions on this. I apologize. This is
Chris,
the
you wouldn't be a talk
program.
Show host if you didn't have opinions.
You're right. I should never apologize for it anyway. I might change them, but
agreed.
I'm not sorry for having it. Right. This is true. Okay, coming up on 12:15. Here, PM on the East Coast of the United States, January 4th, 2013. Happy New Year to you all. Again, feel free to give us a call, 718-305-7176 is the phone number. Visit us on conservativenationradio.org, and we will be right back.
I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can, and I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
left. You are not going to.
Then what you're
going to
do is turn
Marcy
onto Marcy
and
Avenue.
Just broke up
and go past
and
the first three lights
happy
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really think she's
five more
happy,
blocks, but...
Foreclosure is hard on every member of the family, but your family is not alone. If you're struggling with your mortgage, there is help. To learn about the government's Making Home Affordable program, visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE to speak to a HUD-approved housing counselor. It's free of charge. Visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE today. Brought to you by...
All right, welcome back, everyone. So it's our new radio program. I, Santi, your host, Wang Zhu. I don't know about you, Duke, but I love technology. I can't.
Yes,
I
kind of like it myself.
Yeah, it's phenomenal, and it never breaks, and it never goes wrong.
I don't know what technology you've been dealing with, but that has not been my experience nor the experience of any other member of the human race going back about 200,000 years.
No, I think they call that smart talk. Not being serious there. Yeah. Anyhow, we appreciate you joining us. Things I've seen. Normally, up to this point, this is our fourth show now? Jeez Louise. We normally broadcast 12 to 2 Eastern. We're going to be moving starting next week, and we'll promote this on our website and social media and so forth. So please give us a follow, by the way. Conservative Nation Radio does have a Facebook page. That'll probably make it easier for you. Please just find it and like it, and it'll give you all the updated info you need. Anyways, we are changing. Number one, the time. I figure this is not exactly prime time for listenership. I get it. People are working, driving, living their lives. Back when I was younger, one of the coolest things, first of all, I was kind of a loser. I never went out on Friday nights, and that's fine with me, by the way. So I was elated when the best show at that time on TV, The X-Files, was moved to Friday night at 9. I was ecstatic. I don't care what the ratings were. This was perfect. I will sit home in the dark and watch this terrific show. And it was totally awesome. And so, in that tradition, I will be moving myself along with packing up the moving van and moving the Things Not Seen program in the Trinity Media Studios to 9 p.m. Friday nights, 9 to 11. Or it's possible that I may actually fall asleep before 11 on the air. So please listen in for that. And if you hear a clunk and silence, then you just heard history. So that's number one. Number two, and by the way, again, don't worry about, we'll let you know it's happening next week. This is our final afternoon show, okay? 9 to 11, Friday night. Like every one of our other shows, it'll be on at night, so you have listeners and callers and stuff. Number two, the Duke is in such high demand. He's like an offensive coordinator that is landing a head coaching job, right? He's just
very offensive.
He's in demand.
Very offensive. Everyone knows I am very offensive.
Oh, well, that's true. You are very offensive. That's true.
Yes.
And that's reason enough to listen. And why don't you go ahead and tell the folks what you are going to be up to, sir?
All righty. Starting on Monday, January 14th, it will be in the 8 o'clock Eastern Time hour. I will be joining you, and I hope that everyone listening will be joining me for my new program on conservativenationradio.org, which is called Radio Free America. And for people that live on the Delmarva Peninsula on the East Coast, the Delmarva Peninsula is the landmass that separates the Chesapeake Bay from the Atlantic Ocean. And three states are located on the Delmarva Peninsula. They are Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia, parts of Virginia and parts of Maryland, but all of Delaware, which is why it's called the Delmarva Peninsula. But I digress. For those of you, you will certainly enjoy it. Even though it's not focused on Delmarva, it is going to remind people very much of my former program, Radio Free Delmarva, on WGMD. And that will start not this coming Monday, but the week after, Monday the 14th. And I expect to have some great calling guests and people that will be joining me at the national and state level political configuration. And I think it's going to be an awful lot of fun. And again, I really don't care how many people I offend, because I pretty much offend everybody, Chris.
I'm in your boat. I'm in your boat. Even my friends don't like me, which is cool.
Oh, good. Good. At least my record is 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. This. I know. I feel your pain. I can appreciate where you're coming from. My wife tells me on a regular basis to shut up. So I get it. Don't groan and moan. It's the way it is. I will certainly be listening in to your fine program, much better than mine. I understand you are a professional to S degree. Well, you sound like it. That's all that matters. So you don't actually have to be. You just have to sound like it.
Sincerity is everything. If you can fake that, you've got it made.
Very good. I appreciate it. So, Monday nights, what is the time? Do we know?
I believe we're going to start at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. That will be next Monday, the 14th.
Got it.
However, updates as necessary will be, you know, one of the things that is happening right now, Chris, with conservativenationradio.org is a couple of shows have gone away. We are adding new ones. We are trying to get the network broadcasting, podcasting, at very much the same time every day. And this is something that Mike Smith and you and I and Big Fisher and Brenda and Carl Higby and the other people that are joining us are working on right now. So it is a work in progress. Things are going to be getting better very, very soon. And beyond that, our technology is going to be changing at some point pretty soon. And we will be keeping everybody completely up to speed on that, which I think is going to be a very enjoyable change for everyone involved.
Yeah, I look forward to it a lot, actually. And, again, I'm very, very pleased and humbled to be part of this network. It's just getting started, and it's going to be fantastic. Great ride, great fun. Hopefully we get something done here for the nation and, you know, for the conservative cause in general, and so I thank everyone involved for that opportunity. So now it is 12:23, and we again appreciate your call, 718-305-7176. If you'd like to get in on the talk with the Duke and I, we'll be here till 2 p.m. today, and then again next week, moving to 9 p.m. Friday nights. So we would appreciate it if you followed me anyway. I'll be alone, but that's fine. I like to do that. On the theme of conservatism alive and well. Rand Paul made an admission last night about this fiscal cliff thing, and he nailed it so squarely that this is why I'm going to be supporting him in 2016 when he runs, and he will. He says this whole debacle about this cliff deal is a what did he say, a case study in term limits. Apparently the bill itself to be voted on was presented 3 minutes before it passed, so nobody read it. Nobody cared to read it. Maybe somebody got a summary from some aide 30 second variety. I really don't know, but that doesn't count. Certainly wouldn't for me if I was a senator. And the same thing happened in the House. It was just a lot of behind the scenes. Do we have the votes? Who do we have? Not actually talking about the merits of the bill. So I would check that out on YouTube if you want to see Rand talk about that. And again, just to show you what really what's going on, and again, just demonstrates the need for common sense, number one, and for regular folks, number two, to have these jobs, because once you determine that this is your career, then you're going to operate differently, and you're interested in prolonging your career, you're interested in profiting, all those not inherently bad things, but they turn that way when your job is supposed to be serving the nation. You're representing, your constituents, yes, but the nation at large. I mean, you're, in a way, I mean, it's the most important job you could possibly have. And, folks just either they don't care or they stop caring or something. Anyway, Rand is one of the good guys, and look forward to seeing what happens with himself and the other conservatives that are in the Senate and the House now, the real ones, and we'll see what they can end up doing. And at some point here, we're gonna have a spokesman for a Campaign for Liberty on the program as a guest, whether it be on a national level or a state level, we can do that for sure. So that'll be coming up in the coming weeks. So please stay tuned for that. And again, this is Things Not Seen, Vantine the Duke, 718-305-7176. And again, just to summarize, everyone's happy about this this new deal and the taxes and blah 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 blah. I'm sorry, mine went up and that's bad. I don't really care what it's supposed to go to or that it was like that 2 years ago. It's bad when it goes up and good when it goes down, because the more money you take from me, that means the more time every week I'm working for you. So I don't like being a slave to the government or anybody else. So that does not make me feel good, and I'm sure I'm not alone in that, Duke. Right? If I am, that's okay.
No, you're not. You know, Oliver Wendell Holmes, when he was an associate justice of the United States Supreme Court, once wrote in an opinion that taxation is theft, and he was right about it. Now, that having been said, the fact of the matter is there really is no way around taxation. If you're going to have a civilized society, you have to have a government, and government has to function, and the people that work in government, or at least the people, you know, who are on the government payroll, have to receive money at taxpayers' expense to do the things that they do. Whether all of those things are necessary, whether all of those people are necessary, is very, very much open to debate. I mean, there is no question about the fact that more than 80% of the things that the United States government does are not constitutionally mandated, and under a reasonable interpretation of the 10th Amendment, they are probably actually not constitutionally allowed. However, we do have to pay some taxes. There is no question about it. But whether the top 2% of people earning an income in this country should be burdened to pay 40% of all taxation on income that flows into the federal government, I don't think is fair. And as far as some people are concerned, of course I use the term people loosely in this context, they want anyone making over maybe $500,000 a year or $1 million a year or something like that to face about a 100% tax rate on any income above that. That, of course, will destroy this country. It will destroy the economy. Those people will leave, which they have every right to do, and unless our government gets off their backs, out of their wallets, and away from their bank accounts, we're going to see very, very serious problems in the country, 10 times worse than the ones that we're facing right now, Chris.
No doubt about it. So it'll only get worse from here. Again, Things Not Seen, 718-305-7176 is the number, 305-7176 in the 718 area code. Or feel free to stop on by right now, conservativenationradio.org, click on Listen Live, taken right to the show. There's a chat room open. If you want to communicate with us that way, no problem. Twitter, of course, and Facebook and all that good stuff. And we would welcome you, your comments and participation in any possible way. And we thank you for listening. And it's now bottom of the hour, 12:30 already, here till 2 p.m. for the final time, till 2 p.m. Eastern. This is the Things Not Seen radio program. We will be right back.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here? This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Brooks, and we sure appreciate you being with us. And I love that little back from the break theme that we have. I'm sorry, I just do. And actually, part of what
Where's
I wanted to talk about.
Where's my Blue Oyster Cult album? Where is my Blue Oyster Cult album? Secret Treaties from 1974.
I don't know. Probably,
that's probably before your time.
Actually,
before your time.
It's literally before my time. I was born in 1975.
Yeah, see, that's the trouble with you young kids today.
I know it. One of many. That's right when the Generation X, quote-unquote, began, right? Mid-70s, something like that?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. And, you are a big heavy metal fan, correct? You carry a picture of Yngwie J. Malmsteen around in your wallet, don't you?
Of a card-carrying member of Malmsteen, yes.
Okay,
literally.
Very fine. Now, yeah. Malmsteen, for those who are not aware, and I know a little bit about heavy metal. I had some good friends in Baltimore in the 1980s and 90s, and they absolutely loved it. Metal is very, very big in Baltimore, Maryland. Was back then, probably still is today. But Malmsteen is, I believe, from Sweden, or he's a Scandinavian guy.
Sweden,
and,
yes.
Yeah, and would you describe him as about the fastest speed metal guitarist known to mankind?
He's up there. He's up
yeah.
there. I mean, I've kind of made it my mission to find others who are in that vein and who can play faster than him, which there are. But, yeah, he's definitely in the upper echelon.
Is he still making music?
I believe yes. He can't. Sometimes he'll do it under his own name, and sometimes he'll do this. What the heck is the band? Rising Force, I guess, something like that.
Okay.
So yeah, he puts out albums pretty regularly, even though he's got to be 50 years old by now. But yeah, yep, still rocking, baby.
Who are the best heavy metal bands of all time, in your view?
Oh man, you see now, this is asking like a sports question, who's the best of this you know, ever. You have to break it down into eras, right?
Okay.
It depends what you're talking about. If you asked me the last 15 years or so, you would never have heard of any of it. Partially because it's not part of the pop culture. It's not on MTV any longer. It's not on people's consciousness. You have to actually go find it yourself. So most of the bands are fairly anonymous at large. You know, in the 80s, of course, it's easy. You've got your Iron Maiden, right? You've got your Metallica, okay? Some people like the Megadeth, which is pretty good. I actually had a Megadeth hat in high school, but it was like a painter's cap, so people didn't really understand what was going on there, if I was going to work or what. You've got, man, Slayer, right? Testament. These are like the mid to late 80s, your Anthrax, a lot of these guys. Those are your big stars. And then, as you get past that era, once you get to the 1990s, Queensryche, that was my band.
I remember that band, sure. How about Crocus? Does that ring a bell, early 80s?
Yeah, sure. Venom, right? Crocus, yeah. There's a lot of these guys. And they were pretty similar back then. I mean, it was kind of a new thing, so everyone felt like they were putting their own little seasoning on it, but it was basically the same formula. You know, some people had longer songs, they had shorter songs, faster, slower. You had different influences, like, oh, of course, Judas Priest. Who am I forgetting? Black Sabbath, of course. These are the founders, basically, of the genre. But when you went on in years, the more it would branch out. So you got very experimental and compartmentalized, right? And then you've got all these subgenres that came off of it, and you had your, you know, the bands that were good at that way of playing and bands that weren't. And so you have a great, you know, thrash band and a great death metal band and a great, speed band and a great progressive metal, right? Dream Theater, love Dream Theater, but that's not for everybody. If you hear them, you're probably thinking like 1970s, Kansas happening, but then there are some, you know, modern metal elements, a lot of keyboards, stuff like that. But it has to be your thing. You're very, you know, you can pick and choose now. You can, whatever really delights your senses, you can find that. So I'd be happy to discuss that at length with anyone. 718-305-7176. As a matter of fact, I just came up with my own, my blog, the 10 top 10 metal albums of the year for 2012. And what I wanted to do is actually put them up individually on Facebook so you could get a taste of, the songs that I'm talking about. So I'll do that. And we could talk about that a little later. As a matter of fact, let's talk about it right now because we're on the subject and I'm interested. Usually I would do a best of and not have a particular number, but I was very busy this year. I don't know if you know that. Doing stuff for other folks and myself. So I didn't have time to really, really get into it, but I did put together a pretty good top 10 list. For those of you who don't know, which is most of you, I've been compiling a list like this every year since 1995. And then even then I went back retroactively to 1980. So I have I have top metal albums of the year going back, what is it now, over 30 years, geez Louise. So we can go over that. Let's go 10 to 1 real quick, and then we'll take a break. What do you think, dude? Do you want to grab a soda?
Sure, go right ahead.
Coke Zero, right? I'll go down 10 to 1. 10, Lamb of God, which is the album's called Resolution. Not their best album, but still very excellent. And if you want to look this situation up, the singer actually is was charged with a crime in, what the heck was it, Denmark, but I don't think that's right, somewhere in Central Europe. Like 2 years ago, there was an incident where a fan jumped up on stage and started, you know, wouldn't get off. So they had to remove the guy, and the singer, helped him off, okay? He pushed him off a little bit. The guy ended up dying because he fell on his head, and a couple hours later he didn't make it. So this is horrible situation. But now the country, I forget which country it is, they busted the singer for murder. that's crazy. Anyways, so that's the going on as we speak, which is interesting. Number nine, I've got the Gorgia, which is a French band. Very interesting, highly technical, very heavy stuff. Duke, you would not like that at all. Number eight, Enciferum, who's, again, a Scandinavian band who falls into what you call the folk metal category, which is a lot of traditional instruments from old Northern Europe. It's very, very cool stuff. It's way different. If you've never heard anything like that before, you should check bands like those out. Number seven, I've got Shadows Fall with Fire from the Sky. Shadows Fall has been around for about 12 years now. They put out really, really good stuff. They're from Boston, and they would fall into what you would call the metalcore, okay, hardcore influence. Great, great drummer, by the way. Check them out. Number six, Daylight Dies, Frail Becoming. There again, they're from Europe, and they're what you call a doom act. A lot of slower, low tone, that type of stuff. You know, a lot of Black Sabbath in it, but also very crunchy and heavy. So that's good. Number five, Overkill. This is a band from the 80s and 90s that I was always at the top of my list. They're from where I'm from. They're from northern New Jersey and the suburbs of New York City. So I always felt a kinship with these guys. I actually interviewed them for a radio show I used to have back in college. And excellent dudes, very down-to-earth, normal. And the singer, Bobby Ellsworth, is a conservative fellow. So pretty cool. The Electric Age is the name of that album. They're old. I'm sorry. They're old guys, but they're playing fast thrash music, and I love it. Number four, The Agonist with Prisoners. The Agonist is what you would call a math metal, okay, very complex, too complex for most folks. And the singer is a lady, and she sings in a lot of different styles. You're screaming, you're death metal kind of stuff, and you're clean pop vocal type of stuff. It's just a fantastic band. You should really check it out. Dragon Force comes in at number three. Dragon Force is kind of a guilty pleasure. They're very happy, galloping kind of music. Not usually my type of thing, but they're just awesome. And that's one of the – you want to talk about a band that plays their guitar faster than Yngwie Malmsteen, this is one of them. And the album's called The Power Within. They got a new singer on that one who's really re-energized them, and I think it's a great, great record. Number two and number one, they're both, again, from Scandinavia. Helvetii, number two. Helvetios is the name of the album. Again, very folksy, a lot of organic instruments. They have a full-time hurdy-gurdy player, okay? They're not your normal metal band. Great, grooves and just really, really cool. You have to – most of these bands I really can't describe. You just have to listen to them. And then number one is called Winter Sun. The album is, I'm not sure, it's either called Time I or Time One. It's either an uppercase I or a Roman numeral one. I do not know. And it's weird because there's only six tracks on the album, and only four of them are actual songs. You know, like a short intro will be like one track, but then four actual songs, and only three of them have lyrics. But at least they're long. So, you got 10, 12, 13-minute songs on that one, which is excellent. A lot of progressive stuff on there, a lot of, again, very keyboard-heavy. And I don't know, it's hard to quantify that other than it's a vibe that comes through, and you can tell, like, it's a serious effort. It just takes you away and has that album of the year type of vibe. So that was my number one. In any event, feel free to check that out, manti.wordpress.com. You can actually get to that, my personal blog, from my show page at conservativenationradio.org. Conservativenationradio.org, and just go to the Things Not Seen page, and it'll tell you my information, my little bio there, and how to reach my blog, and all that good stuff. So check it out. And again, traditional too many sites, too little time. Traditional American, I don't want to get it wrong, movement. Traditional American
the
movement.
Traditional. Yeah, it's thetraditionalamericanmovement.com.
I sincerely apologize. We definitely want to direct you there because it's a terrific forum, number one, where you can say whatever you want to say and hook up with people all over the country, great conservatives, activists, and Tea Party folks, and just wonderful, wonderful stuff going on there. Please log on, create an account, and get to work, will you, folks? Serious business. Okay, 12:45, time to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of the Things Not Seen radio program. Give us a call, 718-305-7176.
Foreclosure is hard on every member of the family, but your family is not alone. If you're struggling with your mortgage, there is help. To learn about the government's Making Home Affordable program, visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE to speak to a HUD-approved housing counselor. It's free of charge. Visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE today. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, NeighborWorks America, and the Ad Council.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
I am your host, Manti, and the Duke is here with us as well. We'll be here till 2 p.m. Please give us a call, 718-305-7176, or visit us at conservativenationradio.org, conservativenationradio.org, and click Listen Live, and you can listen to us right now. Of course, Facebook, Twitter, and all that. We are hooked up and ready to go. And I guess next week here will be our Sunday. We're going to be relaunching our website and announcing all our new lineup and all this terrific stuff. So look out. Conservative Nation Radio is on the case and we'll be after you or something. So again, welcome back. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. And then next week, I'll be moving Things Not Seen until 9 p.m. Eastern. 9 Eastern. That's 8 Central, 7 Mountain, 6 Pacific, and whatever Hawaii is. I don't know. Please tune in, 9 to 11. Again, if I make it, I don't even know if that'll happen. Feel free to listen to me fall asleep live on the air. Would love it, and thank you. So, Duke, what else is on your agenda here? I've taken up all this time talking about heavy metal, and I'm probably losing listeners left and right.
That was my fault, because I'm the one that brought it up.
That's true.
I like the Carpenters.
Let's move on. What?
You got something against Karen and Richard? Is that what you're telling me?
No.
You don't even know who the Carpenters are, do you?
My dad loved the Carpenters. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, they were something. But, you know, interestingly, here we are in the United States of America, and literally anybody that has a computer and a microphone and internet can have their own radio show. And the fact of the matter is, we are one of the few countries in the world where anybody can do what we are doing, and as of today, does not need the government's permission to do so. And we still have a free press, we still have freedom of speech here, but I am worried and I am wondering how long it will be before government begins thinking, well, you know, we really need to get control over these internet radio shows and have the ability to censor them. And that is something that, frankly, it worries me. I don't know about you, Chris, but it does worry me.
Of course. Of course it does. And, you know, again, I've been on the air here for, you know, going back to college years, and I didn't like the FCC even as an idea. And I resented the fact that I had to get a license to talk. I don't get it. I never got it. I got the license. I just don't get the principle behind it. So yes, it worries me a great deal. And you know, part of my mission going forward is to alert folks to, George Washington even talked about it. It's from the beginning. It's you don't preserve this freedom of speech, you got nothing, and you'll go the way of every other society. This what we have. Where we live in this nation and with this constitution that we drew up with God's help, by the way, is we're bucking the trend, right? People say we're the last best hope and we're leading the earth and world and this and that, but we're doing that because it doesn't usually happen this way, right? The tendency of governments and man is violent and not greedy and lust for power and rule. That hasn't gone away, but what we've established here is a place where you can keep that at bay, and that the law applies to everyone equally, and that's the judge, right? Not some guy or some king or some group of bureaucrats, even though, again, the more you look around, the more it's headed that way, because that's the natural evolution of humanity. That's where it always ends up in some, you know, look to the communist governments of the past, look to pretty much everywhere. You know, there's a reason why, you know, 100, 200 years is about as long as constitutions and civilizations tend to be peaceful and prosperous. So we've got to fight against that. It's an ongoing struggle. We just have to watch out and be engaged, because if you're out of the game, then the bad guys take over eventually, no matter what, even though, you know, I'm not saying they're evil people, but eventually your human nature takes over. And human nature, aside from, the Hollywood would tell you that the quote unquote, the human spirit is something to be lauded and appreciated. I disagree. It's something to be fought against. And, you know, and geez, that's why Christianity exists to begin with, because we're all flawed and we all fall short. And we got to fight against it. All right. So I don't want to hear about the carpenters. I don't care if it's in the chat room or on my show. Carpenter free zone. All right. All right. Well, you know, literal carpenters. That's cool. People build stuff. Feel free to call, please. 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. I am Manti, your host, and Duke is here as well for the final time, Duke. I'm kind of sad about this. And
with you, yes. However, we are both growing, and I mean, not literally. I stopped growing around 1972 or something. However, I think that, I mentioned this to some of our upper management people here at conservativenationradio.org, and that is my belief that you, Christopher, do not really need a co-host, and I think that you absolutely can carry this program by yourself, and you pretty much already do. So that's why you're going to have your own show, and I'm going to have mine, and I think it's going to be wonderful, and you will be just fine with it, I guarantee you.
Well, it's very flattering, sir. I appreciate that very much. And you're right. We really, you know, you certainly don't need any help. You've done this for quite a while, and that'll show in Radio Free America. I love it. Love the title. Love it. Because we're going to need it. I mean, at certain points, you know, you're talking fairness doctrines and all these things. At some point here, the clash of ideologies is going to get real serious. and we're going to be intruding on us, I'm sure of that. So let's hold the line, and I'll be here every Friday night, 9 to 11, and Duke will be around every Monday night at 7, maybe? I'm not sure yet, but we'll let you know. Again, give us a call. Feel free, 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. This is the Things Not Seen Radio program. And we'll be with you till 12 o'clock. It's now, I'm sorry, 2 o'clock Eastern. It's now 12:55 in the p.m., and we appreciate you joining us in any way. We got a lively chat room happening here. Somebody's falling in love. I don't really understand what's happening. And of course,
that was the Carpenters, Christopher. That was the Carpenters doing Superstar from 1968.
I don't know what you're talking about. See, let's just be honest. There's no friendly parting of the ways. I fired you because you wanted to play the Carpenters on my show. You're out.
You know, we are coming up on a break in a couple of minutes, Christopher, and you mentioned a few minutes ago the FCC.
Yeah.
It's a federal government regulatory agency, so right then and right there, that – you know, I'm no fan of the FCC. However, when we come back, I understand why there is an FCC, and I will be happy to fill people in. And yes, I also understand. Now, in 1972, I got my FCC license, but that license is not issued for purposes of being able to exercise prior restraint on things that broadcasters say. Those licenses are issued ultimately so that a guy that lives in Asbury Park can't put up a 2,000-foot antenna at 1.5 million watts and just drown out every single other radio station within 200 miles. That's basically what the deal is. The FCC regulates the broadcasting industry almost entirely in the technical aspect of its transmission and broadcasting standards and technical broadcasting standards, power, wattage, frequency, the height of the antenna above average terrain, the directional nature of the broadcast, especially. Well, actually only for AM stations, but that's basically the deal with the FCC. Now, that having been said, I think that a group of broadcasters could get together and quite readily, easily, and cheaply regulate themselves, but that's the last thing in the world that the federal government wants to hear, Chris.
Yeah, imagine that. It's not like we're doing that here. By the way, we are doing that. ConservativeNationRadio.org. And you can see what we're all about and the shows that we present to you. You're right about that. I mean, there has to be some kind of mediator as far as bandwidth right nowadays and who gets to own what if there are competing claims on that. I get that, okay? I get that. Just the overreaching into actually what goes out of people's mouths on that air is something that I don't understand. But I don't understand a lot of things. I'm a simple man. I'm half Polish. So that might explain a lot. I'm not sure. But I'm also a quarter German and a quarter Irish. So
sure
watch
now.
Yourself. Oh, I'm sure.
Ja, Obergruppen Sturm an Führer.
I don't know what that's about. I think
go ahead.
I thought you just quoted a Carpenter song right there. I don't know what that was. So we will be back soon. It is getting close to 1 o'clock here, straight up. And we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, some stuff you're not going to believe. It's going to be phenomenal. Our last afternoon hour here on the Things Not Seen radio program. Feel free, please, give us a call, 718-305-7176, 305-7176, conservativenationradio.org, and we will be right back. right, welcome back. Things on C Radio program. We are back with you for the second hour and final one of the week at this time slot. And we thank you so much for being with us. I am Manti, and the Duke is here with us as well. And I believe he's here with us. And if so, I would like a check of the top news stories of the hour, please.
All right, Chris, we, you know what, since this is our last show, I thought that perhaps instead of kind of rehashing, and I've been checking the Associated Press, there are no new, you know, serious updates or anything of that nature right now.
All right.
But, you know, we do have in America the Bill of Rights. And if you look at it, and you know a little bit about history, you will see that the U.S. government has violated every single one of them at one time or another, with the possible exception of the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. All the other ones it has violated, every single one of them. There's no question about it. And if it hasn't been the U.S. government doing it, it has been state and municipal, local governments doing it. And the only thing that really keeps us free, as far as I'm concerned, is the Second Amendment. Because if we no longer have the right to keep and bear arms, do you really think that those guys in Washington would willingly submit to the will of the electorate? I don't think so. Do you?
No. And again, history shows that they would not. It's, you know, it's just the way things go. If you have the army on your side, then you do what you want. You put down the rebellion. I mean, look what's happening in Syria. That's exactly what's going on. And or just look to the Middle East in any of those nations, basically, the past 30-plus years, and that's what happens. Every couple of months something like this comes up where the people can't defend themselves. The government sends in the armed forces against them, and that's it. So not good. Very scary stuff.
It is, yeah.
Going to say, give us a call, 718-305-7176, and please, you don't have to be a conservative. We welcome disagreeing calls and chats and everything else. If you're any kind of liberal, socialist, communist, progressive, whatever you feel like calling yourself today, feel free to call us. We will engage you as much as possible. And I do reserve the right to hang up on you, however. I have a pretty long leash. But if you touch on certain subjects, I can't go there. There's just certain things I can't talk about, and I won't. But most things I will. So I consider myself to be a thoughtful individual. I have opinions for a reason because I've thought through them and challenged them myself, I hope. So feel free to, give us a call and say why I'm wrong, whether today, next week, or any other time. 718-305-7176, conservativenationradio.org. And click on Listen Live, and boom, we are there. Before the break there, or over the break, you heard the Star Spangled Banner, heavy metal style, as well as a song called, or about half of a song called Declaration Day, which is all about, we've signed the Declaration of Independence, and what that meant to the folks who were doing it, how much was on the line for them, which is everything. They were serious people willing to die and give up their, as they say, life, fortune, and sacred honor. Everything they had on this earth, in this world, they were willing to sacrifice that. And how do you get to that point? Most folks today are not nowhere near that. So keep that in mind when you're out in the world, out in the field, trying to convince folks. Change hearts and minds. Know that they're most likely not as interested as you are and not as engaged and don't care to be because they have a comfortable life and they don't want to change that or jeopardize it in any way. So just keep that in mind again. And the band that played that stuff was Iced Earth, one of my favorites. As a matter of fact, interesting little tidbit, they're actually on a new singer right now, but the singer they've had for 1995 through 2005, that era. His name is Matthew Barlow. And he left the band after September 11th to train to be in Homeland Security. He ended up taking a job at the Georgetown, Delaware Police Department. So he's actually a police officer in Georgetown, last I heard. Duke, you're from that area. Go find him. Get him on my show.
As a matter of fact, I think that's something I will be happy to do because I certainly know a lot of policemen in this area, and they all pretty much know each other. So, sure, I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, Barlow is the last name. I'm not sure. He may not be with the department anymore. Last time I checked, he was. But he might not be. Things change. I get it. He's not originally from here. He's from Indiana, I believe. So he may not be, but if he is, I'd love to have him on. Talk some law enforcement, talk some iced earth, talk some conservatism in general, and that would be awesome. But if you can't, no big deal. I won't hold it against you. But if you talk about the Carpenters again, I will.
Oh, come on now.
I just want that out there. Yeah,
hey,
I have respect for my elders.
Good. I'm glad somebody does. Do you remember the Blue Oyster Cult?
Yes. More cowbell? Yes, I remember them.
Did you like them?
Don't fear the reaper.
No, that's their bubblegum song. I'm talking about earlier Secret Treaties from 1974. That was my Blue Oyster Cult album, and I think they were probably, along with bands like Judas Priest, part of the founding of the heavy metal movement. Would you agree with that?
I do agree with that, and they influenced a band I mentioned earlier, Dream Theater, and the progressive side of rock a lot, along with Rush. They were very influential, yes. I'll give you that.
Well, I'm a big Beatles guy, Genesis guy, the Electric Light Orchestra, the Moody Blues. Those are my four bands.
Okay, all right, not bad. Moody Blues are cool. I don't, listen to them regularly, but I can definitely appreciate what they did. Something about a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay, I didn't know that was very profound, but I guess it is. And the Beatles, didn't they sing about a Tuesday or Monday or something?
Okay,
I'm racking your brain.
That's the trouble with you young kids today.
Look, I'm actually, most of my friends all like that era of music also. They really couldn't care a whole lot about today's stuff. So I've been fighting that fight my whole life, my man.
I understand.
Just kind of say, if you, with my generation especially, it's confusing. Because I'm like, well, wait a minute. You're living today. Why are you listening to your parents' music? Fine. There's stuff out there. You just got to find it. I don't know. Maybe it's laziness. Who knows? 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176 is our number. This is the Things Not Seen radio program with me, Christopher Manti, and Duke Brooks on the other side of the world with you. It's actually just a different county in Delaware, but we won't tell anyone that. And this is, again, our last program in the afternoon, but I will be back every Friday night. Things Not Seen will be heard 9 p.m. to 11, 9 p.m. to 11 or until I sleep every Friday night. And then Duke starting next Monday, not this Monday, but the 14th. That is the premiere of Radio Free America. Do you will you be like doing Robin Williams impersonations and
no,
stuff like that?
No. I'm not particularly a big Robin Williams fan, but starting on Monday night, the 14th, I will be talking about politics. Surprise, surprise! History, another big shocker. Flying, and aircraft, and maybe a little bit about World War II, and certainly the Civil War, because we are now in the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. And obviously that was a very, I think I could say, momentous time in our nation's history. And it is a subject of ongoing interest to an awful lot of people in this country. I think at one point there was a survey done that over one-third of the American people described themselves as having a deep and abiding ongoing interest in the history of the Civil War. Have you seen the new Spielberg film with Daniel Day-Lewis called Lincoln?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we talked about that a couple episodes ago. I did see it. You had not yet, have you?
I have seen it. And, Spielberg is a good filmmaker. There's absolutely no question about it. He is completely competent. He's not Stanley Kubrick, and he will be the first one to admit that he is not Stanley Kubrick. But he is a very, very good movie director, no question about it. But, you know, Hollywood simply cannot resist trying to make political commentary about everything. Even a movie about the Civil War, they tried to bring in and identify modern Republicans as being in favor of slavery, which is, of course, absolute nonsense. But the problem is that there are a lot of people out there who still listen to that, and they will believe it, and they will simply take it at face value. It's kind of like that film that was made by Clint Eastwood called Flags of Our Fathers, which was about the raising of Old Glory on Mount Suribachi in Iwo Jima in February of 45. There was a lot of misinformation and disinformation that was put in that film, and I think that they were either Clint Eastwood had absolutely no clue about certain facts surrounding World War II and the American conduct of the war, or he just didn't care. And this is very, very bad, and it is a tremendous disservice to the American people, Chris.
This is true. Let's talk about that on the other side of the break. It's now 1:15 on the East Coast of the United States, and we'll be right back on the Things Not Seen radio program.
Foreclosure is hard on every member of the family, but your family is not alone. If you're struggling with your mortgage, there is help. To learn about the government's Making Home Affordable program, visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE to speak to a HUD-approved housing counselor. It's free of charge. Visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE today. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, NeighborWorks America, and the Ad Council.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
118, the PM will be here until 2 o'clock, so 40 more minutes with you. And again, this is Mantine the Duke for the last time in the afternoon. Things not seen. Next week, I'm moving to 9 p.m., just like the X-Files of old entertained you in the night for those people who didn't want to go out or can't go out or couldn't afford to go out. I will be with you every Friday, so hopefully that's all right with you guys. 718-305-7176 is the number. ConservativeNationRadio.org, ConservativeNationRadio.org. Just click on Listen Live, and you'll get right to us. And, of course, we always want to be remembering to go to the traditional – help me out – the traditional –
the traditional American movement.com.
I have to memorize this stuff. It's really helpful to be a host and know what you're talking about. The traditionalamericanmovement.com, again, tremendous forums there, lots of information, lots of way to socially connect with your fellow activists and conservatives, Tea Partiers, Republicans and independents and libertarians, people who basically are fed up or too educated to get along with what the mainstream will tell you. So, again, we appreciate you visiting there. And also, remember, this is the Trinity Media Studios. TrinityMediaOnline.com, or if it is, visit us on Facebook, Facebook.com/Trinity Media Page, and that will tell you all you need to know and post some stuff there, and we're going to really crank up that side of things shortly as well. So we thank you, and again, 718-305-7176, and we're talking about Lincoln here a second ago. I still think it's very worthwhile to see.
Oh, I agree.
What specifically were you seeing that rubbed you the wrong way?
Well, what Americans today understand as conservative Republicans was not a term that was in use during the Civil War. There were radical Republicans. There were Republicans. There were the Democrats, there were the Copperheads, there were the Know-Nothings, there were, you know, all these different factions. And what Spielberg and the writers tried to do was to tie the modern conservative Republicans with Republicans during the Civil War who were not in favor of abolishing slavery with a constitutional amendment, which is ridiculous. And that is just something that is very typical of Hollywood. One will notice that Spielberg did not bring up the fact that in 1864, the Democrats ran for president against Abraham Lincoln, George Brinton McClellan, who had been the commander-in-chief of the Army of the Potomac three different times. Lincoln hired him, fired him, etc. And then McClellan ran against Abraham Lincoln. He lost, of course, but the Democrat platform of 1864 was virtually the same as the Democrat platforms of every year since around 1948, and that is basically, let us bring the boys home because we want to have world peace. In other words, the Democrats in the 1864 election were absolutely comfortable and completely ready to allow the Confederacy to be an independent country, and they were more than ready to allow the Confederate States to continue to keep slaves. And they were willing to pay any price for world peace. And that is something that Spielberg did not bring up in the movie. Instead, he wanted to try to conflate, as they say today, the so-called conservative Republicans of the 1860s, of which there were no such thing, with modern conservative Republicans, and tar the conservatives of today with the same brush that for some reason they are opposed to ending and abolishing slavery. Forget about it.
Yeah, well, that's true. That is very true. That does come up more than once. I was wondering, you know, watching it, why you keep saying, keep qualifying it with that term. I mean, you already have the abolitionist, you know, the extremist side. Okay, fine, we get that, radicals. But then why qualify the others with the with that tag, other than to, you know, bring people to today? I mean, the whole thing is just illogical. Number one, how are you going to? Okay, that's a conservative Republican. Okay, fine. Then what's a radical Republican today? Is that a good thing? You know, like they would never say that's good either. So,
well, I'm a radical Republican.
I guess.
I'm a radical Republican. Absolutely.
I consider myself right, since I'm an abolitionist. I take that up as well. But
yeah,
the point is,
yeah,
you're still a conservative. So that's the bad part. That's what they wanted to drive home. You're saying.
Well, that's what Hollywood wants people to think about conservatives. But you know, to be a conservative means that you acknowledge that there are certain traditions, cultures, constitutional, linguistic way of life in this country that has served the interests of the country very, very well. We have a constitution here. The government is supposed to abide by the constitution. We have a language in this country. It is the most powerful communication tool that the human race has ever had at its disposal. More ideas and things can be described in the English language than in any other language in the history of the world. We have traditions that have worked and have worked very, very well in this country. We have a culture that is basically the envy of the rest of the world. And if you are a conservative, you will acknowledge those facts. You will acknowledge those things. If you are a liberal, you find no good in this country. You don't think that the English language is particularly valuable or useful. You don't think that our Constitution is particularly valuable or viable. And that is the main difference between conservatives and liberals. And frankly, I will take a little conservative flag waving before I will take any liberal flag burning. I will take a little conservative patriotism before I will take any liberal treason. And I will take a little bit of conservative blind loyalty before I will take any liberal blind disloyalty. And that's the way I look at it.
That's powerful stuff. Yeah, I think you should have your own show.
Well, I agree with you, Chris. Yeah, I agree with you. That's just a preview of what will be happening here at conservativenationradio.org on Radio Free America starting on Monday night, January 14th. So stay tuned, as they say.
That's going to be awesome. I will be there listening intently and learning, I'm sure. And please, I encourage you all to do the same, whether you're listening live now or after the fact on a rebroadcast podcast. Our number here, though, is 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. That number is the same for any show. So that'll get you in anywhere to Duke's program, Things on Scene, the full lineup of programs that we have on the network, Soldiers of Patriotism on Sunday, Women Patriots on Tuesday, Warrior Catholic Show Wednesday, Sound of Freedom, our brand new one, starting this Thursday coming up, and of course Duke Now on Monday. So please feel free to give us a call, any and all. We'd love to have you, agree or disagree, no matter, I'm sure. Well, again, I'm speaking for everyone right there, aren't I? I should not do that. I wouldn't mind a disagreeing phone call or a visitor in the chat room. Just don't be a troll. As long as you're honest about it and serious, then we'll talk, no problem at all. Yes, the Things on Scene radio program. Manti is your host. One more reminder, I'll probably give another one. Next week, we move to Friday, 9 p.m. till 11, which you hear me hit the desk. That's my head. We'll go on till as long as I can last. Every Friday night, actually, you know how serious I take this? Friday night is the last couple episodes of the TV show Fringe. I don't watch TV much at all, really at all. I have like, you know, if it's not a sports show or if it's not a game, very, very rarely. And one of the shows I do watch religiously is Fringe. I've watched every episode of that thing for how many years now? 4 years, 5 seasons.
What is that show about? What's it about? I don't know. I mean, I've seen bits and pieces of it, but it just never really got to me. I have no idea what it's about.
Let's handle that after the break, shall we?
Yeah.
That's more than a 30-second answer, so we will be right back with the Things on Scene program right after this.
For some reason, many Americans...
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Foreclosure is hard on every member of the family, but your family is not alone. If you're struggling with your mortgage, there is help. To learn about the government's Making Home Affordable program, visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE to speak to a HUD-approved housing counselor. It's free of charge. Visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE today. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, NeighborWorks America, and the Ad Council.
All right, Dean, for our final half hour here, going until 2 p.m. on the East Coast, now 1:30. Thanks for joining us, Manti and the Duke. And we're talking about Fringe here a second ago. What is it about, my co-host asks.
Yes.
Boy, it's a sci-fi theme, but it's basically, past couple of years, it's been a lot of soap opera type of stuff where you have to be involved to really understand what's going on. The basic premise is there's a scientist who's gone mad, but now he's really nice and like a grandpa. And he has a son, estranged most of his life, 20-some-year-old son. And they work with a section of the FBI who investigates some strange stuff, kind of like the X-Files, but it's called Fringe Division, and they investigate these fringe science events that'll happen, and, you know, weird stuff, holes will open in the sky, and people will be, you know, rotting away on a bus, and weird and gross things are happening all over the place, usually in the Boston area, which is where the show's based. Anyway, so these three are the main characters, and you follow their adventures for the first couple seasons. Then you learn some, you know, mysterious things like the son in the show of the doc, the mad scientist guy, is not technically his son. He's from another universe, a parallel universe where the same people exist. They're just slightly different. So it turns out the original son died when he was very young of a disease. And the father was so distraught that he couldn't save him. He's this genius scientist. He couldn't figure out a way to cure him. So he punched a hole in the universe and went into an alternate one and grabbed that boy of his. Follow me? So if you don't, I don't blame you, but that's the basic premise. So you're dealing with a mad scientist kind of guy who you find out later he's had part of his brain removed. That's why he's nice. with a son that's not really his, and the son and the cop that they work closely with, of course, is a woman. They have a romance. They end up having a child. Now, this season is the last season, and there's only 3 episodes left. And at this point, we're in the future now. Usually we are in the present whenever the show is happening. But now we're 20-some years in the future. And their daughter that they've had together, you never actually – you just see her growing up. You don't really see her, being born or anything. Anyway, she's in it, and now she's not in it, and lots of weird stuff. Anyway, that's what it's about. That didn't help you probably one bit.
I don't know if I'm going to be tuning into that, Chris. It just sounds a little too complicated for me.
I do have reruns of The Shield. No, not the same, no. But if you were to start from the beginning, I think you would pay off. If you have time for that, I would recommend it. But it's only like, I think it's maybe the 5th season at the most. That's 4, maybe 5 total. So it's not, and they're not very long seasons either. So you could probably do it if you put your mind to it. I think FX or one of these networks are starting it over from the first episode. So you might want to check it out. Anyways, point
it
of all that
sounds very
was,
complicated.
It is, but it's worth it. It's like a novel, right? You want to, you're confused, maybe like a mystery novel. Then in the end, you want to pay off, and you say, aha, a lot of aha moments, that kind of stuff. That's kind of what it is, so that's why I like it. Point is, that show is on now, Fridays at 9, just like I will be. That's how much I'm dedicated to this program and bring it to you, that I would be on at the same time. Now, I have to DVR Fringe, even though it's only 3 episodes left. But that's how much I love you. Okay, don't forget it.
What happens to them? Does the world blow up or something?
I don't know. Haven't gotten there. The last season was a fight between the two universes. We're at war, basically, and people were ripping holes in it, and one of them was going to be destroyed, and they closed the hole, and they're both not destroyed. Pretty interesting. If you're into the high-level physics and theoretical physics and the Fibonacci sequence and all this weird math, it might be for you. It's kind of nerdy like that. It's good stuff. Well, anyway,
it just sounds like an awful lot of work. And I know they say that hard work never killed anybody, but the way I look at it, why take a chance?
I think I heard that somewhere. I'm not sure where. But if some people decide to tune out and turn the brain off when they are in front of the tube, so be it. I understand that totally. 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176 is the phone number. ThirdOfNationRadio.org. This is the Things Not Seen program. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. And coming up here in a few minutes, we're going to hear the latest Common Sense with Kevin Wade spot. And very much looking forward to that. And hopefully Kevin will be on all over the nation on radio airwaves. And I know Duke is working on that personally, so hopefully we'll get to see that at some point. As you may or may not know, Duke and I both worked for Kevin on his U.S. Senate run this year, or last year. Obviously, it doesn't look great on the resume right now, but still we were. Trying to get him into the Senate, and he would have been far superior to Tom Carper. Wasn't he one of the few that voted against this tax package? Because of,
yes,
I'm not sure what his reasons were, but people were saying that it was because it didn't raise him enough. I'm not sure what his reason was. Did you see that?
I don't know what his reason is, but Senator Carper has not had any employer of any significance in his life other than government. State of Delaware, U.S. Navy, United States Senate, and U.S. Congress. I mean, that's basically, he is just a creature of government. And he's a nice guy. I mean, obviously, you and I both met him. He's an older guy. He may have some health problems, but the fact of the matter is the guy has been in office for 36 years, and frankly, that is just too long. It's ridiculous. 36 years, Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I know. You're right. I mean, there's no employer at all. Not even, you know, not even a McDonald's or a consultant or any other kind of gig at all. These taxpayers in this state have paid a salary since either, you know, from locally or the national level since college, right? I don't think there was a job.
Pretty much. Yeah. And
so,
if you want to, you know, if a person were in a private company and they were spending more money than the company was taking in and they were borrowing money and somehow they were able to print money, they'd be in very, very serious trouble. But if you're in the government, it's, oh, boy, they're wiser than we are. Wow, they are so wise. Oh, they'll solve this problem. Which is absurd because they're the ones that created the problem. They don't want to solve the problem. They like the problem. What a bunch of doofuses.
It justifies their existence, right? You have to have a problem to fix.
Absolutely. The first business of government to make business for itself. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, this is what, you know, I guess there's a reason why the founders didn't put in term limits, but because they assumed they're dumb. Sorry, in this respect, they assumed that you would just leave, and you would see it as a higher calling and not make money off it and do it for the good of your locality or your state, whatnot, your nation, and then leave.
That's right.
And go back to your real life. They definitely assumed it, but they shouldn't have assumed it. They should not have assumed it. You know, we did it for the president right after Roosevelt kept winning elections. Like, well, hey, wait a second here. We can't have this. Let's do two and out, right? What is the huge deal about that? You'd have some popular support, right? I think you'd have more than enough to get the amendment passed. I don't think that's a problem. Just somebody has to actually just get it through the first hurdle. And we might be onto something. And then all of a sudden, you're like, well, wait a minute. I don't have to worry about running for office constantly or satisfying constituencies that are minuscule or make myself seem important or keep the gravy train rolling for this interest or that interest. Maybe that'll stop. You never know. I'm willing to give it a try. That's all I know.
We just need some common sense there. You know, that's what Kevin Wade would have brought to the Senate, common sense. And speaking of common sense from Kevin Wade, I think we ought to check that out right now. Chris, how about you?
Yes, sir. Let's do it. Again, this is Common Sense with Kevin Wade, January 4th, 2013. This is the Things Not Seen radio program. We will be back in 2 minutes.
For some reason, many Americans think the oil companies are the enemy. They talk about pollution, environmental damage, and price gouging as if that's the real agenda of the energy companies. Typically, a big oil company earns around 7 cents on a gallon of gas, but the federal government imposes a tax of about 18 cents per gallon, and all states tax each gallon even more. In Delaware, for instance, the total state and federal tax is almost 41 cents per gallon. What do we get for that 7 cents on oil company profits? More on that when we come back.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
For that oil company's 7 cents, they explore, drill, transport, refine, and deliver to a station near your home, all the while making good jobs for Americans. Not happy there? shop around. They all have to compete, unlike the tax agencies. That's just common sense. I'm Kevin Wade.
Thank you, Kevin Wade. Excellent words of wisdom from you. And we look forward to hearing more from you in the days and weeks to come. This is the Things I've Seen radio program with Christopher Manti and Duke Brooks. It's now 1:45. We got 15 minutes left in this program. Please give us a call, 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176, on the Conservative Nation Radio Network, conservativenationradio.org. And want to let you know that our next program here will be, can be heard Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. 3 p.m. Central, 3 Central, 4 Eastern, Soldiers of Patriotism with Michael B. and Uncle Bing. And they will, man, there's no one better. There's the flagship program of this network and two fantastic individuals and very knowledgeable about pretty much everything in the world, including radio broadcasts. So we appreciate you listening to them as well. The number is the same. Give us a call and a listen, and we thank you for participating, as whether it be live or on recording after the fact. We appreciate it. And again, my show, Things I've Seen, will be here at 9 p.m. from now on, 9 p.m. to 11. Oh, if I can make it. I don't know, man. I got two young kids here, two boys. I hate saying kids, two sons. And they run me around pretty good, and hopefully I can make it to 11. We'll see what happens. So I appreciate you listening to me try to stay awake, and encourage you to call me and keep me awake. So thank you for that. And Duke, Kevin was right on. Although I must say, as far as oil companies and energy companies, better said, they're not evil. They have good intentions. One issue I might take a little bit with is the price gouging aspect. I've seen it happen. There's, you know, and anytime it goes up by a lot in a small period of time, you always hear the excuses roll out, right? Oh, it's the weather in the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, it's the Middle East going to war. Oh, it's the supply chains disrupted. But that's not really true, because, you know, you can find anything to justify it. But the point is, once those things are over, it never comes back down to the previous level. I mean, there's a lot of factors at work. Okay, I understand it. It's very complex. But the point is, if it wasn't going on, not everyone would have the same price. You'd have Joe's gas station at $3 a gallon, and Exxon at $3.50. There'd be more than 1 or 2 cents difference, you would think. But hey, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong. I might be. I don't know, Duke. Help me out.
Well, yeah, basically, the oil company's obligation is to create profit for the people that own them. That is the only obligation that any corporation has. That is the entire reason that corporations exist, which is to make a profit for the people that have invested their money in those companies. It's really very simple. A lot of people think, oh, the purpose of the companies is to employ people and to bring about world peace. That is not the purpose of the companies. It just is not.
That. I agree with that completely and wholeheartedly, and I'm not coming at that from that angle at all. I guess I'm more like Bill O'Reilly on the subject. I don't know if you hear him talk about it.
Yeah, I know that guy.
Something's just not right. Something's just a little off in this whole equation. The problem is, this is not just a product. It's a lifeblood of the economy, and it's what would you call it?
It's an essential commodity.
Yeah, commodity, right. It's
absolutely essential. I mean, you know, when people, I remember when Iraq invaded Kuwait, which was on August 2nd, 1990. I remember it very well. And, you know, that happened, and almost immediately the left turned out into the streets, no blood for oil, end Bush's war, and all this kind of nonsense, as if oil was something that we could simply turn off the tap, cap the wells, and just do without from now on. That is not possible. You cannot get food grown. You can't get it harvested. You can't get it processed. You can't get it to the market. You can't get it sold without oil-based energy. It is not possible. One day there will be a different way of doing things. But for now, there is nothing that has as much potential energy per pound, per gallon, per cubic foot, whatever you want to call it, as petroleum does. That's it. Yes, there is more energy in a square yard of the core of the sun than there is in, you know, everything on this planet. That's great. We can't go up there and extract a square yard of the core of the sun. We cannot do that. So, you know, and the next best thing in the minds of some people is we put up solar panel farms and we take the sunlight and convert it into energy. Okay, fair enough. I agree. But right now we do not have the technology that is financially fit to actually do that. It still costs more money to convert solar light and solar heat and solar radiation into electricity than it does to generate that electricity using petroleum products to generate it. These are just facts. One day that'll be different. There's no question about it. But right now, we can simply shut down all of the oil wells and the refineries and the gas stations and the pipelines and everything else, and say, okay, we're now going 100% solar, and we're going to start tomorrow morning at 8:15. It doesn't right. work like that. It can't.
No, you're right. And I don't think a lot of the lefties here don't understand the truth about us right-wingers on this. I don't know everyone in the world, but the vast majority of us are perfectly fine with quote-unquote alternative energy sources. All we ask is that they work. And that they're it doesn't bankrupt you to research them and stuff like that.
They have to make financial sense. They have to make financial sense. You know, I read recently online, Chris, that somewhere between 25% and 30% of all wind farms in the country are abandoned. They do not produce electricity at a competitive rate. It simply costs too much, and people are not going to pay almost double per kilowatt hour just so they can say, oh, we got it from a wind farm, man. It's like so far out, man. Wow.
Hey, wait,
and there's
I thought you
all
going to
be wind farms, and once everybody has their own wind farm, then there will be world peace. It just doesn't look like that.
Yeah, well, I thought you didn't do impressions, but it sounds like you got Sean Penn down pretty good.
That's not who I was thinking of, but fair enough. You know, what a hypocritical piece of crap that guy is. Good grief, don't get me started on that mindless idiot.
This is actually something I want to bring up. I totally forgot for 2 hours about Al Gore's TV station being sold to Al Jazeera. I don't know if you know this, but they did not. Glenn Beck offered to buy it, but they said no, even though he were given what they were asking money wise. They said no because they care about the legacy of who the message or some crud. Basically, you're a conservative. No.
Yeah,
we'll save it to Al Jazeera.
Limbaugh, That's why they wouldn't let Rush Limbaugh buy the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah, that's true too. But this is to me is extra funny because it's a complete failure. Air America is a complete failure. This stupid current TV is a complete mess. It's a joke. Someone else actually wants to. Yeah, right. That's what I mean. If somebody's trying to take it off your hands, no, no, because you believe differently than me. I mean, that doesn't even make business sense. So anyway, that's the kind of thing that we're up against here. And you know, I've been a Beck fan for 12 years, and I dare say before a lot of people ever heard of the guy. I was listening to him every morning.
Sure.
It's not right about everything, to be sure, but I mean, you can't really knock the guy's business acumen. He's got it going on, and he wants to, you know, he wants to expand his reach onto TV stations, and Al Gore won't let it happen. Well, it'll probably happen some other way, but I just found that kind of humorous, and there's no more giant windbag. I don't think Michael Moore really doesn't count because he's never been a serious person, did anything with his life, but Al Gore is the vice president of the United States, and almost president. He was so close. I don't know if you folks really appreciate that. You remember with the Supreme Court over this because of some hanging chads in Florida. If that went the other way, we would have President Gore, and God help us. God help us.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, we've come to the end here, Mr. Brooks. 5-2, and we're going to be signing off here in a minute. Things on a Scene Radio program for the time being. I personally will be back next Friday at 9 p.m. Time change, and also host change. Duke will be leaving, and like the baby bird leaving the nest, I couldn't be prouder of my protege. Such a day. No, he's perfectly capable, and has been on the air on actual, you know, big time radio stations before. So please tune in to Duke Show on the 14th. It's next Monday, Radio Free America here on the Conservative Nation Radio Network, conservativenationradio.org. Please go there right now. And actually, there's a button set up to vote on the show. You can see it and say, I like the way it looks, or I have suggestions to make it better. It's pretty awesome. So please do that and listen to all our programs and call in and chat and spread the word. Social media is a big part of what we do. So be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and all the rest. All the shows have their own pages as well as the network. So please follow along with us as we go down this road. And I wish you nothing but the best, Duke. Obviously, you're part of the network in a larger way. You're basically our program director, which basically means you crack the whip and make sure everyone does the same things, does them right, does them on time. And
yeah, but I'm not the jailer. You know who the jailer is? That's Michael.
No. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Did you know that we have our own CNR prison? It's co-located with the Huntsville unit in Texas, and
yeah, I don't
people that violate our standards, well, they have an appointment with old Sparky.
You do not want to do that whatsoever. So anyway,
no.
We do appreciate you listening as always, and best of luck to Duke on Mondays. Please listen in to him. And again, I'll be back. Brenda does not approve of something. I apologize. Whatever that was, it's Duke's fault. But he will no longer be with me again. He's been fired. There'll be Carpenter Talk every Monday night, 7 p.m. Eastern. Tune in. And for myself, who knows what's going to happen week to week. That is just not something I think about. So could be anything. And I look forward to this new time. I'll reintroduce myself and my show then at that point. And thanks for listening. Thanks for participating. And Duke, thank you, sir, as always, for being with me. And it's been
thank
a blast.
My friend.
And I know you'll be on to bigger and better things, and I'll see you next Monday, and I'll see myself next Friday. And again, folks, please take care of each other and take care of yourself. There's some wicked flu thing going around, so be careful. And God help us all. Remember, it's up to you this day to choose who you will serve. Be careful. God bless you all. Good afternoon.